Now, back to the Profit Express on 88.7 FM, WRHU. Once again, here is your host, Tim Healy.
Well, hello and welcome back. I am Tim Healy, and I'm about to introduce you to a self-proclaimed addictive nutcase on human behavior. And he takes that passion for human interaction and has made a career out of saving bars from the brink of disaster. Now, if you've seen Spike TV's highest-rated show, Bar Rescue, you'll no doubt recognize today's guest, John Taffer, who's a bar and nightclub owner who has started, flipped, or owned over 800 establishments in a career that spans over three decades. Now, watching this show is much like passing a crash on the side of the road. You cringe, but you gotta look at these so-called bar owners who are victim to John's systematic dismantling of their ego and pride only in the hopes of building them up to become potential winners. So it's a pleasure to welcome aboard the Profit Express, John Taffer of Spike TV's hit show, Bar Rescue. John, how are you today?
I'm great. Good morning. Good to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for spending some time with us. Now, I've heard you say, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, you said we don't serve food or drinks, we serve reactions, and it's achieved through the drinks. What does that mean, and why is that so important to a bar owner or any business owner for that matter?
Well, you know, we're in the business of human reactions, so let me give you another example. We don't play music. We play reactions. We achieve it through music.
Right.
When a song comes on, it's the reaction somebody has to it. When a beverage product or a food product hits the table, let's say you go out to dinner with a friend, plate hits the table, you look at your plate, their plate, one or two things happens. Either you sit up and you react to the plate and you look at it and it's enticing you, or nothing happens. And if nothing happens, that bar is stuck in mediocrity, or that business is stuck in mediocrity forever. So we are in the business of creating reactions in any business, including radio. And sure, he or she who creates the best reactions typically wins.
I love it. Now, you are obsessive about human behavior. Is it true that you'll actually have a woman staked out in a stall in a ladies' room with a notepad, recording the reactions and the chit-chat of ladies talking about the food and the establishment?
Yes. I have actually, years ago, I put a spy in the bathrooms. And when one man says to another when they're standing at the urinal, it's gospel. You hear all sorts of comments, what they think of the bar, what they think of the music, the interior. Girls may talk about safety or a lack thereof, or that they love this or don't love that. If you want to build a business for the customers, you got to listen to the customers. And that's one of the ways that I used to do it.
Talk about a candid conversation, right? Getting right to the truth. So now, again, we have John Taffer from Spike TV's Bar Rescue on. What is the common denominator for failure as to why these bar owners make it to your show?
You know, it's as 30 years as a professional consultant, and Tim, you relate to this, I learned everything about success, what makes you successful, how do you become successful, the tools of success, every element to build success. After 87 bar rescues, I have learned more about failure than anyone.
Yeah.
And these people were deep in failure, 900,000 in debt, living in their parents' basement, weeks from closing. These people are in trouble. And now that I've been experienced the failure so much, I did find this common denominator. And in every case, and when I say it, you'll say it's so simple, excuses. If they wake up in the morning and blame the president, blame Congress, blame the euro, blame construction on their street, blame the recession. During the recession, somebody made money. Why not you? In any city, somebody's making money. So the fact of the matter is, regardless of the environment, if you wake up in the morning and blame yourself, you got to change. If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame the president, well, it's his fault. There is no reason for you to change. So the common denominator of failure is passing it off to someone or something else, and you don't own your failure. And if you don't own failure, you'll never own success.
So it's not the drinks, the food, necessarily the atmosphere, but it's that owner who just doesn't, you know, step up to the plate and embrace that he's actually, you know, the reason why.
He's paralyzed by his excuse.
Yeah.
You know?
Amazing. Now,
and if you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you say to yourself, I'm a failure, you're not going to like it, and you're going to change it. And if you wake up in the morning and blame it on somebody else, you have nothing to change. And I believe it's that simple.
Talk about creating a reaction, looking at yourself in the mirror in the morning and saying, you know, I'm failing because of me. Wow, that's powerful, for sure.
It is powerful, and it causes people to change.
Yeah.
And my job is not to change what they do. My job is to change the way they think. And if I change the way they think, I can't help but change what they do. And that's profound, and that's why I'm so aggressive. I have 5 days to pull their brain out and stuff it back into their head again a different way.
Now, you say there's gold when you can change behavior, and we're kind of talking about that now. So how does the average business owner achieve that with their customers?
Well, first of all, I have to inspire them or cause them to want to act differently. And I use different emotions for that. Sometimes I'll appeal to pride. Look at your place or in your community. People are looking at you. What do your friends think? What do your friends think? What does your family think? And I'll appeal to their pride to make them successful. Sometimes that doesn't work. So now I'll appeal to their fear. What happens when the business closes? You're going to lose your house. What's going to happen to your family? What's going to happen to the debt? And I work fear. And if I can't make them scared enough to change their difference, then I'll have them picture their children's faces, their wives' faces. I have to find something that inspires them. Because in many cases, they knew what was wrong before I got there.
Sure.
And they didn't fix it then. Why are they going to fix it now?
Yeah.
And I got to inspire them. And either I do it through fear, pride, or whatever tools I can. If they don't work, and you've seen this, Tim, if the pride and the fear doesn't work, then it's boot camp time. And I got to break them down and build them up again.
Right. Like I said, it's like a crash on the side of the road. You cringe, but you want to watch. I mean, it's an amazing show. Reaction management. We have just a little bit of time left. You had an interesting story. You kind of were introduced to that because of your mother.
Yeah, you know, my mother was tough. And if I didn't behave in just the right ways, there were consequences. You know, I'd get my butt kicked.
Right, right.
And I learned at a young age when her facial expression went a certain way and her mood started to change that I was in trouble. So I had to learn to regulate her moods at a young age for self-survival. So I could watch my mother's face, and I could watch her neck, and when certain muscles tightened up and certain looks came on, I would suddenly get cute, or I would suddenly get funny, or I would suddenly get entertaining. Remember, a nine-year-old kid.
Right, right.
So at a very young age, I learned to manipulate my mother's moods to facilitate my personal objectives.
And that's taking you to the career that you now enjoy today.
It has, because what happened is over the years I grew up with a sensitivity for people that was caused by that. And if I'm telling you something, for example, Tim, and in the middle of what I'm telling you, you cross your arms and your face tightens up,
right.
I will change what I'm saying in the middle of the sentence to react to your body language and how you're perceiving me. So subconsciously, I am always looking to cause that person to connect with me and to create reactions. So I believe if I can manage the reactions of those around me, I can manage my life.
John,
and it works.
You know what? I thank you for sharing some time with us today, and congrats on the hit show. It's Sundays, 10 o'clock, Spike TV. What season is it, real quick? This is season number?
End of season 4. We've now done 87 episodes.
Beautiful. Congratulations, John.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for the time.